Where is a dragonfly known as a mosquito hawk? Where else but Texas? Texas was once its own country, and to a remarkable degree it still has its own language, certainly its own twang. As the New York Times reported this week, linguists at the University of Texas at San Antonio have studied the distinct Texas twang and found, among other things, that the more pronounced the accent, the higher the level of pride in all things Texas. Joining us on the line is Dr. Guy Bailey, a linguistics professor, also provost and executive vice president at University of Texas San Antonio. Dr. Bailey, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
And can you give us an example of some distinct Texas pronunciations of words that we may or may not find familiar?
Well, pronunciation of night is night. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the business for business and also idn and wadn are very common, too.
What about immigrants who are coming into Texas from all over the world, really? Do they take on the Texas twang under the assumption they're speaking English?
Well, people who come from other countries will learn Texas English. Mm-hmm. They'll learn the English of their peers, of the people around them. Even people who come to the state from other parts of the United States gradually pick up some Texas words and phrases. Mm-hmm. For instance, fixin' to. It's the kind of thing you pick up. It's very handy. Same thing is true with y'all. People pick it up very mm-hmm. quickly.
Is y'all, and this I must say I'm relying on your academic certification to settle a continuing quarrel I've had with friends of mine in the South, is y'all necessarily always plural?
Well, it depends. There's disagreement among the people who use y'all. For a significant minority, yes, it can be singular as well as plural, but I can use it only in the plural.
Hmm. I have a friend from Texas. I will say to her, "How y'all doing?" And she'll say, "Oh, me and my multiple personalities are fine, thank
right.
you."
That's right. Mm-hmm. But that's not too much unlike the history of you. Remember that you was only a plural at one time. You became singular as well as plural. And so y'all seems to be following the same path.
Yeah, there was a time. I have friends from Texas who recount that in the 50s and 60s they were had a Texas accent and they were urged sometimes by teachers and university professors to acquit themselves of that accent. And it seems to me now it's become a very desirable property to have a Texas accent.
It doesn't hurt to have a Texas president. I mean, that gives a little more prestige to it, especially in the last decade or so. And I think probably since the election of Bush, there are a lot of Texans in Washington right now, so...
Professor, in the news business, we have to get out on time, so I'm afraid we're fixing to go now.
It was good to talk to you.
Good talk to you all.
Thanks very much.
Dr. Guy Bailey is a professor of linguistics at the University of Texas at San Antonio.